When people flee their countries and become refugees, they leave behind nearly all their possessions. Often they give up their careers, too. They have to start over from scratch in their new countries. As part of his series, Joe's Big Idea, NPR's Joe Palca went to Leipzig, Germany. There, a professor is trying to help refugee doctors, engineers, and scientists reclaim their professional lives, not just for their own sakes, but for Germany's, too.
A few miles from the heart of Leipzig, there's a cluster of brick buildings from the 1920s. About 150 people live here, adults and children, mostly from countries like Syria or Afghanistan. The place has a grim and institutional feel. House manager Alex Breuer says these buildings do not have a happy history. They were originally part of a psychiatric institution. Later, the Nazis used them to house forced laborers.
And in the 50s, it was used for women in prostitution. And after this, disabled people were living here. Yeah, it's a very bad history all the time, people living here who nobody wants to see.
There's not much for refugees to do here besides eat and sleep.
Die Gruppe.
Oh, there are some German language classes.
Die Klasse.
Some orientation courses for German life. But mostly, Breuer says, it's just waiting.
The academic people, engineers, doctors, they were used to work their whole life. And here they can do nothing. So it's everywhere just waiting.
And that idea of all that talent just waiting started to get under Professor Carmen Bachmann's skin.
I thought if they wait 1 year and they stopped researching, they stopped studying, it's a big loss. It's a loss for the people who lost their knowledge. It's a loss for the society.
Today, Bachmann is a full professor at the University of Leipzig. But 2 decades ago, she too was languishing, a single mother, on welfare, going nowhere. The government was taking care of her basic needs like food and shelter, just as it's doing for the refugees now. But she says people need more.
It's also a basic need that you use your brain for something.
She says, look, the refugee situation isn't political for her. She doesn't care whether the refugees stay or go. But Bachmann's a professor of tax and finance. To her, all these people just sitting around doing nothing.
It's a waste of human capital. It makes no sense to lose this.
She decided to look into what work opportunities were available for scientists and academics. She called the unemployment office and spoke with Ferry Hoyer. He told her, sorry, we don't have anything for scientists.
We don't have so much programs for highly qualified people. This is the problem mostly. The most programs we have, it's for helper.
Helpers. Jobs like stocking shelves in big warehouses. Bachmann thought she could do better.
I'm a full professor and I thought my contribution to this problem is what my profession is, and I know the special need for the people who has an academic background, and I thought this is what I can contribute.
She decided to create a website. She and one of her grad students modeled it on a dating site, think Match.com for refugee academics looking to meet with German academics. Bachmann threw herself into the project. There were many nights with little sleep. Finally, 4 weeks after they started working on it, the website was ready to go live.
I felt like goosebumps when we pushed a button and the website was online. And then I thought, okay, now it's online. Now we can sleep and it will work.
Only it didn't work. Oh, the media loved the project.
MDR Info.
Bachmann did lots of interviews.
Also, konkret, wie funktioniert das? Die Wissenschaftler melden sich und dann?
Also ich habe an meinem Lehrstuhl mit einer wissenschaftlichen...
And other universities got in touch. Great idea, they said. We want to help refugee academics too.
But we had no refugees.
Not one signed up. Sure, Bachmann was discouraged. But she realized from experience that sometimes a personal touch is needed. When her life was on hold and she was a single mom on welfare, help didn't come from a website. It came from a former high school teacher who reached out to her.
He nearly every second week came and brought me books or just wanted to talk about those books. And we made a walk in the park with my child and we just talked. This somehow kept me alive that I can talk about these books with someone sometimes.
Bachmann says that personal connection made an enormous difference in her life. So if the refugees weren't coming to her website, she would go to them.
Can't be the big problem, so I will find them.
She went to a refugee camp the government had set up in Leipzig.
When I went inside and I saw the small beds and so many people on such a small place without any private sphere. This was shocking for me.
There were hundreds of people, thousands?
There were 1,600 people.
And so you walked in and said, hello, is there a scientist here?
Yeah, because I didn't know how to go ahead with the project. So I just ran around. I made some flyer and I walked around and said, hello, is there anyone speaking English or speaking German? I'm Carmen from the university.
At first, the refugees didn't know what to make of this small, intense tax expert. But then, slowly, they started coming up to her. And they did something that surprised Bachmann.
The first thing they showed me was, I have nothing, but I have my diploma.
A diploma for a PhD in biology or an engineering degree. And that's when she really began to understand how important their scientific training was to them. These people had fled with only their most precious possessions, and the diploma was one of them. She recalls one Syrian scientist she met in the camp.
When he talked to me, he was just happy that I recognize him as a professor. He told me, I feel like nothing here in Syria. I was a professor and I come here and I can do much more than sitting around here. And it became more concrete for me.
It sounds to me like this went from an intellectual idea that you would try to do something to a more emotional commitment.
I got a personal affected by this because it's hell what they're going through. So, yeah.
Bachmann's commitment continues today. And her work is starting to pay off. More than 500 people have signed up for her website. About a quarter are refugee academics. Officials at the European Union have invited Bachmann to Brussels to discuss her project. Before my producer and I said goodbye to Bachmann, she invited us to a university event where she set up an informational table to tell people about her website. When we get there, Carmen is standing with two refugees she'd like us to meet.
Just 2 days ago, this great couple wrote me an email and asked me if I can connect them somehow to the scientific community in Leipzig.
Yeah, my name is Yuhan.
He introduces his wife, Yalo.
Okay, nice to meet you. I come from Iran. I got my PhD in nanotechnology.
This, Carmen says, is what it's all about.
I'm already happy that they came today, and we already made an appointment for next week that you can join the seminar, which is in English. So, that makes me happy.
Happy to keep intellectual capital and human capital from going to waste. Joe Palca, NPR News, Leipzig.